We are in Simin Kuf Nun Aleph. We're up to Simin Kuf Nun Aleph. The halachas of Kedushas Beis HaKnesses, we're up to Sif Aleph, and that's all we'll be doing. Batei Chnesios Uvatei Medroshos Ein Nogimam Kalis Rosh. It is also to do anything lightheaded in a Beis Knesses or a Beis Medrash. Kagon. Schoch Vihitul, joking, laughter. Vesicha Betela, Dvarim Betelim. Ve'ein Ochlim V'shosim Behem, eating and drinking in them. V'lo Miskashtim Behem, you don't get dressed there. V'lo Metailim Behem, you don't just go walking around in them for no reason. And you don't walk in there because it's too hot outside or because it's too rainy outside. So these are the things that one is not allowed to do in a Beis Knesses and a Beis Medrash. We learn all of this out. The Pasuk says, Vo'eilem l'mikdash ma'at, referring to shuls, not the Beis HaMikdash. And since it's called a Mikdash, we apply the pasuk of Mikdashai Tiro, and therefore there's a mitzvah of Mora Mikdash even in shuls. Now, with regard to Dvarim Betelim, the halachi is that even a discussion Lutzorach Parnasa, the lashon of the Mechaber was Sicha Betela. The Mishnah Berurah learns that it couldn't mean Dvarim Betelim Mamish, because that's also all over the place. There's an Issur Rabbanan of ever speaking Dvarim Betelim, aside from the bittul of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. The Dibarta Bam Velo B'Dvarim Betelim. So what is the Mechaber talking about? What he means is something that doesn't involve Ruchnias. That's not Mutter in a Shul. That means, even though you're discussing your Parnasa, so that's not Dvarim Betelim, with regard to a Shul, that's called Sicha Betela. Certainly, you have to avoid Dvarim Betelim Mamish, and Lashon Hara, and Rechilis. This is Hashem's house, and you have to make sure to avoid Machlokas. You cannot compare the severity of a chait that takes place in shul as opposed to somewhere else. Kolshkin, when people get into arguments in front of the Sefer Torah, that's even worse. Although the Mechaber didn't mention it, you can't do your work in shul also. Now, the halacha is that you're not supposed to walk inside the shul for shelter if it's hot outside or raining outside. That's even if when you come into shul, you're going to say a pasuk because of that. However, if someone is in the middle of learning outside and then it starts to rain, so he's got to come inside to learn, that's mutter. It is mutter to come into a shul so that you'll be able to learn because outside it's difficult to learn. V'talmidei chachomim v'talmideihem mutarim lecho v'lishtos behem midochak. Talmidei chachomim and their talmidim are allowed to eat their midochak. Now what does dochak mean? What exactly does dochak mean? So the mefarshim say that dochak means that otherwise there would be bittul Torah. If they would have to leave the shul every time they want to eat, and then they're going to have to come back and start again, they're going to end up missing a lot of learning. The heter of Talmud Chacham is not that because he's a Talmud Chacham he can get away with more. The heter of Talmud Chacham is that as a Talmud Chacham, he is somebody that wants to be sitting and learning as much as possible, and if he'd have to leave the shul to take care of his private things, and that includes eating and drinking, he's going to end up coming back later and losing some learning time. So for him, Chazal were matur his divrei chol for the sake of, that includes eating and drinking, for the sake of keeping him in shul so that he's going to learn more. Now, with regard to sleeping, the Mishnah Berurah says that too is going to be mutter for talmidei chachamim. However, the iser of kapandaria, the halacha would be the iser that we're going to see soon, which is to walk to use the shul as a shortcut. That's certainly not going to be a heter for talmidei chachamim. Also, to come inside because it's raining, if the Talmud Chacham is not coming in to learn at all, he just wants to shelter himself from the rain, for that he has no heter. That means Talmidei Chachamim cannot simply use the shul for whatever they want to. The halach is a Talmud Chacham, mitoch hadochak, is allowed to use the shul for anything where, if he'd have to leave, he would end up losing learning time. V'yesh omim de beis medrash afilu shalomi dochak shari. There is a day that a beis medrash, even shalomi dochak, is mutter. What is pshat in that? That Chazal made a beis medrash the house of the Talmidei Chachamim. Lamaisa, we paskin this way, that for Talmidei Chachamim, even shalomi dochak, they are supposed to made to feel at home in a beis medrash, and this way they're going to learn more. Vein mechashvin behem cheshbonis, you're not allowed to sit there and do calculations. Elim kainim shel mitzvah, unless it's calculations of mitzvah. Kagon kupa shel tztaka, pidyon shvuyin. They must speed them to him. You cannot simply hold eulogies in them. Ela im kein yehes b'lecha migdolei ha'ir. Unless you're dealing with one of the gdolei ha'ir, shekol b'nei yir miskapsu mubam lahaspido. What it means is, for example, a relative of a gadol that is nifter, so everybody is going to come for the hespid, that's mutter inside a shul. V'mtzorech likoneis b'em k'lutzorcho k'gon likro la'odam. What happens if you have to walk into it to call somebody? Yikoneis v'yikra ma'at. First learn some mikra. O yomer dvar shmua, or say some dvar shmua, means Torah shebal peh. V'chakach yikrenu, and then you can call the person. Now, why can't you rely on this thing for using your shul as a shortcut? The answer is because that is a bizoyin. This is not a bizoyin. Here, there is no other way. You have to actually call the person. Because you have to actually call the person, you have no other place to go, so sitting down and saying a pasuk will help. Similarly, if it's raining outside and you want to come inside for shelter, saying a pasuk isn't going to help you. It shouldn't look like you walked in just for your own sake. What if you're someone who doesn't know Gemara or Mishnah? Why don't you, could you please tell me what you just learned in Chumash? You ask a little boy. O yishema'at, or just simply stay there. V'achar kach yetzei, shiha yeshiva behem mitzvah. Staying in the shul, what we call yeshiva, staying in the shul is a mitzvah. Shenemer ashrei yoshev v'secha. Says the Rama, shir ha-yeshiva k'dei hiluch beis p'sochin. So that the shir of shihia is the amount of time that it would take to walk two doors, which means eight amos. Now, with regard to the halacha of walking into a shul to call somebody, this would apply to anything that you've got to do in the shul proper, meaning anything that you couldn't have done in a different place. It's got to be done in the shul. Is going to be mutter, provided that you're also going to say a pasuk. The Mishnah Berurah brings down that the Arizal never said anything in shul, only davening. In fact, even Dvar Musar he wouldn't want to discuss because he was afraid that it was going to lead to Dvarim Betalim. I said eight amos before. It's eight tfachim for the shir of Shnei Pesachim. A Pesach is four tfachim. Shnei Pesachim is eight tfachim. You don't have to wait the shir of eight amos, only eight tfachim, which is very, very little. Further, yeah, that was it. That was Sif. Yeah.